Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price.
With the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Both Michelle Williamses are in the same place at the same time.
And did Billy Ray Cyrus just level all the way up? It's a smash alert, you won't believe.
And Bobby Brown is trashing Britney's version of his song, We Got a Lot to Dish About, So
let's get this started.
All right, y'all, so Kendrick Lamar and SZA kicked off their Grand National Tour over the weekend, and there was a tense moment on opening night, but it wasn't between the two headliners. It was between SZA and her dancer.
Uh-oh. What the hell?
Too much ass for that man to handle.
Jerked back the other way too, yeah. Like both ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you go pick something up, you think it's lighter than it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look, whoa. Then back the other way. Like he had to catch his balance and use her.
He is a pretty.
Oh, I'm about to fall. Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
He's a pretty beefy backup dancer.
I'm sure they practiced this.
Yeah, but he needs to file a suit against her.
You crazy.
It's obvious, honey, she gained weight and did not tell him.
Oh, you crazy,
and he had problems
Gary.
With her.
She's
yeah, look
been
how
the same
struggle.
Thick the whole time.
The
They've
whole
been
time.
Practicing and everything.
No.
She gonna have to swap him out, honey.
And of course, the internet had a lot to say. Some trolls body shamed SZA after the near mishap, and others said the dancer should be fired if he can't do the job.
Oh, well.
You're going to just need bigger hands, bro.
They've been rehearsing. It was just an off night, probably. Somebody just did the wrong foot somewhere. Things happen like this.
Really?
Maybe he ate something greasy before he came out
and
there.
And had slippery hands.
Yeah.
Fried chicken or something.
Yeah,
huh?
A little chicken tender in his hands.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's too oiled up or something.
Yeah, she's too oiled up.
Oh, my God.
You ever drop a girl because she's too oiled up? Happens all the time.
Baby oil.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
smash alert.
Okay, we did not see this one coming. Dun, dun, dun. It seems like Billy Ray Cyrus has traded his ex-wife, Fire Rose, for an English rose by the name of Elizabeth Hurley.
Ooh.
Elizabeth freaking Hurley.
No way.
The two stars shared this same picture and wished followers a happy Easter. I mean, come on. But it's unclear how or when they hopped into each other's lives.
Seems you did there.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Brett. This is, well done, Billy Ray.
Yeah. But this is another Infinity Stone in Elizabeth Hurley's gauntlet.
Oh,
you know, because if you look at the tail of the tape, she's been kind of like just bagging everybody left and right. She's kind of like the other Kate Beckinsale.
She did with a lot of people. I thought Elizabeth was only with, what's his name?
Hugh Grant?
There's Hugh Grant, but then there's also like an Indian tech guy, I think, she was married to for a number of years.
Don't give her no long list if she don't have one now. Don't do it like that.
Elizabeth not
don't
that
do
type
it like
girl.
That.
Yeah, I like Elizabeth. She on that Versace dress.
Hey, this might be what she's liked and what she's been missing all her life.
The wild part is if you see them both from behind, you don't know who's who.
Oh, that's so funny.
Poor Elizabeth. Hugh did her dirty, though, honey. When he was with Divine Brown, I felt bad for her.
All right, y'all, moving on. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child often talks about getting confused for the other Michelle Williams, but she was finally able to shut it down once and for all. Michelle, the singer, is performing in the hit Broadway musical, Death Becomes Her. She shared the moment that her name twin visited her backstage.
I'm gonna sign. You wanna give me one more moment? What do you want? Who should I make it out to? Would you make them out to me?
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
That is so cool.
That's fine.
So long in the making that
yes,
connecting was.
Finally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good for them.
I feel like they could host a pretty fascinating podcast, like the Michelles. Yeah. Or Michelle's.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hell yeah. Oh, Michelle's.
Yeah. That would be entertaining.
They'd be fun together.
Yeah. Both Michelle's points of view.
Yeah.
And I just found out today that Michelle's first name is Tanitra. Do you think they made her go by Michelle because nobody could have a more exotic name in the group than Beyonce?
Tanitra, can you handle this?
She definitely sounds like she can.
Yeah.
They gave her a more common name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be Michelle.
Maybe that's her middle name, Tanitra Michelle.
And Kelly's real name is like Calandria.
That's right. Yeah.
So you see there?
I see what y'all did.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby Brown has a bone to pick with Britney Spears. He stopped by Club Shay Shay, and when Uncle Shannon asked about Britney's cover of My Prerogative, Bobby did not candy coat his feelings. Check it out.
Never does.
Britney Spears butchered.
Damn, Bobby.
She butchered Prerogative. But you cleared it. I cleared it only because it was Britney Spears, and I was thinking,
she gonna do it right. She gonna do it good. Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
That was so ugly of him to say that.
Say he didn't like it?
He gonna say he didn't like that woman butchered the song, and like that man told him, like, Shay Shay told me, but you cleared it. I cleared it because of Britney Spears. You cleared it, Bass, because you was broke and you needed the money. That's why you cleared it. I said it.
Okay, I mean, it seems like Bobby always had something bringing income in. Like, he wasn't as bad off as some of the other people.
Yeah,
but
well, he cleared it.
You, when you hear something on paper, you think it's going to work out. It'd be like, oh, yeah, you can't fumble that. Mm. And then they fumble that, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, you don't think it's going to be butchered at all.
Right, but it wasn't butchered. They played it, and it's part of her greatest hits.
No, is it?
Britney Spears' greatest hit.
They wrote it on there.
I'm pretty sure that was just included on her greatest hits.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, she did it. She got paid. He did too.
Brad, could you? So I know that you know the lyrics to My Prerogative. Could you do them as Britney Spears?
These people talking, these things on me. Why don't they just let me live? It's my prerogative.
That's it right there.
You should have done it.
Brad covering Britney Spears
all
covering.
All I'm missing is the knives, baby. All I'm missing is the knives.
All right, y'all. Zac Efron might have starred in the movie Baywatch, but it was his brother Dylan who just had a real-life hero moment on Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Traitors winner Dylan talked about rescuing some damsels in distress and how one of them thanked him.
So I swam one in, swam back for another girl. The last girl I swam in, I was just trying to calm her down, and she's just wrapped me in the biggest hug. Like, doesn't want to let go.
Get it.
Yeah. So we hugged for, like, a full minute. Just, like, hugging this girl on shore. I'm like, you're safe, you're good. And then I just walked away.
How sweet was that?
Oh, my.
Wow. Gary, if you were, would you hug him that tight, Gary?
Yes, I'm looking at both of them. My God, which one is Dylan? And which one is the
okay,
star?
Zach is on the right, so that's Dylan is the taller one on the left.
Oh, my God, they look nice.
You bear her both of them, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Legs and arms around.
Yeah. Oh, okay, this one on each body.
Save my life. Oh, I'm dying.
Yes, help me if you can. I'm going down.
Okay. That was really super-duper sweet, though.
He's like Tanner a little bit over here.
Zac Efron?
The one with the glasses.
I mean, it happens all the time.
Oh,
I get confused with Zac Efron all the time.
Really?
Yeah, about the same height and everything.
Wow.
Can you show us? See if that look like y'all?
No, I don't look like that.
Well, up next, honey, Meg Thee Stallion lets everyone know, honey, who she's not interested in. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Well, Meg Thee Stallion completely curbed Slim Thug in the middle of her Coachella set after he accused her of having a crush on him. So the Houston hottie hit the stage, and midway through her set, Meg repped her hometown by playing Steel Tippin' by Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall. And while the song played, Meg addressed Thug's claim that she has a crush on him after she played the song. Take a look.
No, Slim Thug, just don't mean I want you. I just like your music, babe. Hey.
To be curbed in front of all of those people, you know what I'm saying? On a worldwide platform that was streaming across the globe. That hit different.
He said she got a crush on me.
Yeah.
So to clear herself, she's not crushing. She just likes your music,
and she did
babe.
It politely.
Yeah. I don't think it was a curve.
It wasn't a curve. Well, I didn't think
she
it was a curve.
She said it was ugly. She didn't say she just likes the music. They repping their hometown.
I think she verbally said, I'm not crushing on you.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. I mean, but also, thug. Sometimes I think, like...
She might have somebody, and he might have somebody.
That's true, but just, like, let a man think that you
no,
got a crush
you,
on
you
him.
Don't want that.
You ain't got to answer his DMs.
If she takes too long to not respond, that's going to think... People going to think she like him.
And I think a lot of girls got crushes on me.
Yeah, well, they ain't told you yet, so you don't know. He put it out there, so she put it back out there, but she did it politely.
She did.
She didn't want to get no problems with that thug.
No problems with anybody.
All right.
Very classy, Megan.
Very classy. Gary, is there anyone who has a crush on you right now that you'd like to clear the air?
Yes.
All right.
I don't like you like that, Tana.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know
this
Tana.
Is taking a turn, Brad.
Yeah, it is. Still tipping
out here. Well, guys, it has been over 8 years since Colin Kaepernick last played in the NFL, and he is still hoping to make a comeback. His longtime girlfriend, Nessa, told reporters that Colin has been training all day, every day, and nothing has changed. It's all up to the teams if they'll let him play. Colin believes he was blackballed after kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. Do you think they're going to give him a chance? His last game was in 2017.
Yo. I wish he would stop, please.
Do the people that he was playing with still play the sport?
No.
Yes. He
probably
acting like
not.
A slave, honey. Please, master, give me a chance. They're not going to do it.
Well, he loves football, Gary. That's
well, play
what
football
does.
With the little leagues, so, honey.
You
whatever.
Can't play with the little leagues. I mean, there may be some other leagues he could play with.
Without a doubt.
That's what he loves doing.
Well, why know? They haven't picked him
there's,
yet?
There's Canada. Well, there's, know. Like, the Canadian Football League and the European Football Leagues. They're not big like the NFL, but...
I mean, what happens, like, sometimes they've turned into, what, coaches or, like...
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it assistant coaches and, you know, maybe somebody, maybe he could hop
he
in on something like that.
He needs to just say he's gay. And they'll give him a chance, honey. Just sound gay.
No, they, no. Why?
You don't think, because if you say gay, because that's the new thing now, football players and everybody confessing, just say I'm gay and I just want to play, honey. I mean.
That was like a thing for like a year, and that was a few years ago.
Yeah, but it's happening now. I say I'm a tight end and I just want to play.
Okay.
Well, moving on. Celebrities and world leaders are mourning the death of Pope Francis. The Vatican confirmed that the leader of the Catholic Church died on Easter Monday at the age of 88. And Whoopi Goldberg offered her condolences online. She wrote, "He was the closest in a long time that seemed to remember that Christ's love, envelope believer and non-believer. He felt more like Pope John XXIII who made belief real. Sail on Pope Francis with your love of humanity and laughter."
Oh, that was so sweet.
Wonderful.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been having like a high Pope turnover rate. It's like three popes in my lifetime.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of how the Pope game goes though.
Well, we had like Pope John Paul II, he was rocking for like a long
time. Yeah, a long time. I feel like I remember him my whole life.
Well, rest in peace to Pope Francis, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and all the people he meant so much to. And we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Happy belated birthday to Sexy Red, who celebrated a birthday last week.
Woo.
Now, Sexy threw a Players Ball themed birthday party with Justin Bieber in attendance. Now, Justin was seen having the time of his life with Sexy, and fans even said that he seemed happier with Sexy than his actual wife, Haley.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, he does look miserable here. It's giving Ben Affleck energy. Users commented things like, "Sexy really got Justin Jaquavius Antoine Bieber smiling ear to ear, and Justin don't be smiling like that with his girl," to which Sexy clapped back, "Yes, he do." Now, it's no denying that Justin is having a ball with Sexy, but our fans right by saying he seems happier with Sexy than his wife, Haley.
Man. He at a club. He having a good time. It's a party.
Yeah, he hadn't been around black people in a while. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
That'll bring a smile to your face.
Yeah,
I get it.
You know he half black now, y'all.
Mm. Jaquavius?
Yes, I love it.
Like he has a do-rag.
I mean, how are you not smiling from ear to ear right here?
Yeah,
I've never seen Haley Bieber move like that.
This is dope. I love seeing this for him.
And he does. And he hadn't been like that since he was with Diddy, too, so that's a good look.
Okay, Gary. All right. We had a nice day.
Yeah, I mean.
We were having a really good show.
And I will also say, too, usually when, like, Justin gets spotted out with his wife, it's the paparazzi catching
him. Yes.
Yeah. And he hates that always.
He hates that anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's, like, hiding from them, like, please go away.
Haley's beautiful. Look at Justin. He's wonderful.
All right, y'all, moving on. Miley Cyrus's brother, Trace Cyrus, is calling out Katy Perry for allegedly copying Miley's career. Check out these accusations.
I first knew Katy Perry, though, and her team were lame as f- when her career was first dying. And they were like, what can we do? What worked for Miley? She cut her hair off and it broke the internet. And everybody freaked out and she bleached it blonde. We should do that with you, Katie. Katie's like, yeah, we should. Should we do it like slightly different? No, we're gonna do it exactly the same. And also Miley started working with Mike Will Made It, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J. Remember Jay's on My Feet? You know, she started the transition doing more hip hop stuff. We're gonna get you in with the hottest group, the Migos. You're gonna do exactly what the Miley did and blow up. Guess what, it didn't work.
You know, now that he says it,
I didn't even think about that.
No.
I'm not sure he's wrong.
Katy Perry been out. She been doing her stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, but has she? How long has she been blonde? And Miley apparently did it before Katy did it.
I'm thinking back on Miley's, I believe it was the Bangers era. I believe that was the tour that she basically like self-funded with like all the big characters and everything. This was like her
cultural appropriation album.
Her cultural appropriation album. Yes, you know the one. And then not too long after that, was it not Katy Perry doing the Super Bowl with her bit of, like, big characters on Left Shark? You remember Left Shark?
Oh, yeah.
Would that not have seemed like a Miley Cyrus show if it was not done 2 or 3 years earlier?
I will say Katy wore this look better between the two.
Bangs down, you still feel a little feminine, but when you get them real spiky in the front, now we're... Like, that could be me in, like, a nice beat down.
Miley's country, though.
Like, Miley looks fresh, and Katy looks like, you know, she's going to the club with her hoop earrings. They both cute. Up next, honey, find out which R&B bad boy Joe Jackson blocked, honey, from dating his daughter and iconic Janet. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, honey. Earlier we talked a little bit about how Bobby Brown really felt about Britney Spears covering his hit My Prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another shocking tidbit we've learned about Bobby is that Joe Jackson blocked him, honey, from dating his beautiful daughter, Miss Janet Jackson. Check this out.
You were so big, you even dated Janet Jackson.
At one point, yes.
But how did it make you feel when her dad said she couldn't date a man like you? What you mean by that, Pops?
That's what I was thinking.
What do you think he meant by that? Because obviously you're in the music.
I was the bad boy. I was the bad boy of R&B. Mm-hmm. I don't fault her. I don't fault anybody.
Right.
Hey, it was what it was.
Oh, that's touching. So would Janet and Bobby have made a cute couple?
I think so. To me, it made more sense. You know, like being on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. When, like, I saw Bobby with Whitney, they seemed like they was from two different sides of the tracks based on what you thought you knew at the time.
Right.
That we're like, oh, I don't know. But that made sense.
Bobby was not a bad person when he dated Whitney. They said Whitney made Bobby the way he was.
No, Bobby used to get in a lot of trouble back then, like going to jail and stuff and getting arrested. So, you know, Joe Jackson was hard on him. He wasn't having his daughter date Bobby back then.
Thing. I feel so sorry for him.
Have any of your parents ever stopped you from dating somebody?
Nah.
Nobody knew who I dated, so.
Oh, they never knew?
Well, honey, that's all the tea we have for you today. So be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.